You're listening to SBS News.
Farmers and producers affected by the bushfires may soon have access to grants of up to $75,000 from the federal government. The money, to come from the government's $2 billion recovery fund, is expected to help replace sheds, fences and other farming equipment damaged by fire. The announcement comes out of Canberra following a meeting between the federal government and industry groups today. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie says the government wants farmers to get back to work.
Today is the first step on what's going to be a long journey. Our farmers want to get back growing food, and we need them to get back growing food. So we're with them all the way.
The money will not be capped, with the final outcome to be determined by demand. Farmers will not need to have their primary residence in the fire-affected area to qualify, and off-farm income will not be factored into the grants. Meanwhile, state governments are taking matters into their own hands as Prime Minister Scott Morrison prepares to take a proposal for a bushfire royal commission to federal parliament. Victoria has joined New South Wales in announcing a state-based inquiry into the bushfires. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the details of the federal government's inquiry have not been made clear to him. The two-part review examining the state's preparedness and response to the bushfire season is expected to cost $2.5 million. Mr. Andrews is moving forward without waiting for action from above.
I had a conversation just a couple of days ago with the Prime Minister about a couple of different things. One of them was the Royal Commission. He's still working through exactly what sort of inquiry he prefers, and he's got to go through his own cabinet process.
Calls for action on climate change continue as Victorians experienced yet another day of hazardous smoke conditions blown down from bushfires in the state's east and New South Wales. The Environmental Protection Authority reported that overnight Melbourne's CBD was at a hazardous level, with air quality now downgraded to very poor. Though elsewhere in the state, Geelong, Latrobe Valley, all of Gippsland, the North Central and Central regions have all been categorised as hazardous. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, is urging everyone to minimise their exposure to the smoke where possible.
The vulnerable groups that we're most concerned about are children 14 and younger, people 65 years and older, and those with pre-existing medical conditions, heart disease, lung disease, or even diabetes. Those individuals need to make sure that they have a plan in place to look after their health.
Australian bank Westpac estimates the bushfire crisis will cost the Australian economy $5 billion and cut up to 0.5% of its economic growth. However, as the government prepares to help businesses and local economies get back on track following the devastation, experts say recovery efforts may take years. The head of the new National Bushfire Recovery Agency, Andrew Colvin, is warning affected communities could feel the impacts for up to a decade. He says while redeveloping infrastructure will be a challenge, rebuilding community spirit will be more difficult.
The agency has stood up for 2 years, but the Prime Minister has made it very clear that we do whatever we need. My own experience from this space and my background tells me that the impacts will be felt long down the track, 6 years, 10 years.
In New South Wales, just over 100 fires are still burning across the state. The blazes have destroyed more than 2,100 homes this season, with at least 840 others damaged. The New South Wales government has unveiled a scheme where holiday homeowners in fire-hit areas can offer their homes as temporary accommodation for displaced residents. Meanwhile, firefighters have welcomed rain forecast for the state as the best news in months. But the Bureau of Meteorology says the rain could be a double-edged sword. Desperately needed rain forecast for bushfire zones in the state also brings the risk of landslides and flooding across scorched tracts of land. Accumulated totals of 30 to 80 millimetres are forecast, with strong falls possible for fire grounds in the Snowy Mountains, southwest of Sydney and south coast regions. The rain will likely persist from Thursday until the weekend. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.